So we got to the top of Yudalot here. Amud Aleph, the Gemara has been talking about the 24 brachas versus the 19 brachas, the different fast days, the first set of fast days, the second set of fast days, the third and final set of fast days. So the Gemara says now three lines down, Amr Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. Our Mishnah is also very precise in that there are Chaf Dalet brachas both on the last set of fast days and even the middle set of fast days. How does he know this? Dikatani says in the Mishnah, Ma Elu Yeseros Al HaRishonos. So what are the these last fast days more than the Rishonos? Are really referring to the middle fast days? The last ones, you blow shofar and you close up the shops. Regarding every other matter, the last set of fast days and the middle set of fast days are all equal. So that implies that even they're equal in regards to the 24 brachos. So the Gemara says, maybe here as well, this was not in an exhaustive list, maybe they left something off the list, such as the 24 brachas, and maybe that is another difference that the Mishnah doesn't mention. But the Gemara says you can't say that. Vaha ma elu katanu. Ma elu means these are the only ones. It's very specific. Nothing else is left off the list. So the Gemara says, v'tizvara ma elu dafku. Do the words ma elu mean only these? These are only exceptions. There are no other exceptions. They're not listed. Vaha shayar le teva. Wasn't teva left off the list? That the fact that you take the teva into the rechova in order to daven in the last fast days, but not in the middle ones, that was left off the list. So obviously ma elu is not very exhaustive. So the Gemara says no. Imishum teva. If your only concern is teva, that wasn't discussed as a difference between the last fast days and the middle fast days. Lav shiru, that's not called left off the list. Why not? Mishum de kachashiv le beidach pirka, because it's addressed in another parak. We're going to get there. The Mishnah will address it. So just be patient. It wasn't addressed in the Ma'elu Mishnah. Later on, the Mishnah will say, oh, and the last fast days, we bring out the teva to the street. So that's not considered left off the list. So therefore, since it's an exhaustive list, and it doesn't mention 24 brachas as a difference, must be that 24 brachas are said also on the middle fast days. So the Gemara says, well, hashta, the us is lahachi. Once you've come to this point, that the Mishnah did not address the differences that will be discussed later on in the Masechta, well, that's the case, and esim varba nami lav shiruhu. Then 24 brachas, although it might not be said on the middle set of fast days, it wasn't mentioned as a difference, because that too will be mentioned in a later parak. Dikatani la be'idach pirka. In the next parak, we're going to discuss 24 brachas, so it was not addressed, was not given as an example of a difference. So, a lot of confusion back and forth. My havelay, bottom line, how to be paskin. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Sirti, V'chein Amar Rav Chia bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Bein Goel l'Rofe. He paskin, you say the bracha v'aneinu between Goel and Rofe. Rav Ashi, Amar Mishmei de Rav Yanai, Brei de Rav Yishmol, B'shamei Tevila. We say it in aneinu. V'hilchasa B'shamei Tevila. And that's a paskin l'maisa, that when a yachid says aneinu during a tainus, he says it during Shamei Tevila. So Gemara now says, Tani Cha, the one price that teaches us that Ubros Menikos Mesanos Berishonos, that they're supposed to fast on the first fast days, Vein Mesanos Bachronos, but they're not supposed to fast on the last fast days. That's one price. Tani Idach, another price says, Mesanos Bachronos, they fast on the last fast days, Vein Mesanos Berishonos, but they don't fast on the first days, the complete opposite of what we just said. And Tani Idach, here's yet a third price that says, Ein Mesanos Lo birishonos, lo b'achronos. They don't fast on the first or the last fast days. So there's a three-way machlokas in the brayso. And Amar Vashi says, Nokit amtsiyasa biyadcha dimitartin kula. If you take the middle one, the middle fast days, and plug it in, everything makes sense. In other words, everything's going to be relative. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains what he's talking about here. Nokit mitsiyasa biyadcha. Kolomer taritz dibishlosh amtsiyos hayimisadim. They would fast on the middle three fast days. So everything's relative. So when the first Brisa says they fast on the first ones, on the last ones, it's referring to the middle ones is where they fast. Because it's the middle ones are called the first ones relative to the last ones. And the next Brisa, which says that they'd fast on the last fast days, but not the first fast days, that last was referring to the middle fast days they'd fast on. And the third one was referring to Mamish the first one, and Mamish the last set they would not fast on, but the middle fast days they would fast. So funny ways to refer to the middle fast days, but either way, that's how we explain the three prices, and there is no steer. So the Gemara now says further, Ma Elu Yeseros Al Harishonos Ela Shebeelu Masrin V'Noal Nesachanios. So the Mishnah said an additional chumra that existed on the last set of fast days was that they did Masrin. So my Masrin, ask with what would they do with Masrin, what would it mean? So Gemara explains, how to interpret the word Masrin. Rav Yehuda Amar b'shofros, they'd blow shofros. Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Rav Amar b'anenu, they daven the lashon of true, they daven anenu. So that's the machlokas. Kasaka daitach man damar b'anenu lo amar b'shofros. The Havamina here is that these opinions are mutually exclusive. If you hold Shofros, you don't hold of Anenu. If you hold this in Anenu, you wouldn't hold of Shofros. But Bahat Tanya, but doesn't the Brisa clearly say, Ein Poch Zemisheva Tanyos Alatzibor, Shebehen Yudches Hasros, that there's no less than the seven Tanyos of the Tzibor, you can't have less than that. And there's going to be 18 Truos, 18 Shofar blows. The reason why 18, because there are 6 brachas added on to the tainus, as we know, right? 18 plus 6 is 24, that's to get 24 brachas. So each additional bracha, 6 brachas, you have 3 shofros accompanying it. 3 times 6 is 18, so you have 18 shofros blown on these tainios. And the similar davar, a mnemonic to remember this, is Yericho. The Yericho shofros have them. There are shofros when they took down the walls of Yericho, they blew shofros. So clearly the Brisa says that that there was a shofars blown. How could anyone say that there were not shofars blown on Tainus? So the Gemara says, V'tiyuf t'laman damar b'enenu. So this is a question for the one who holds that they only said anenu and they didn't blow shofros. Amora can't go against the Brisa. Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. B'shofros chuliyama lo pligi dekarle hasra. Everybody agrees, hasra is certainly referring to shofros, and they blew shofros on Tainus. That was certainly true. Ki pligi, when did they argue? Ba'anenu, was there an anenu said as well? Mar savar karile hasra, umar savar kara hasra. Would they call that hasra, or would they not call that hasra? So the Gemara says, if you just look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, around 8 lines up, he says, ki pligi ba'anenu, ki pligi b'masrin damrin and ba'alma, al shar pranios, when it comes to other types of pranios, mar savar anenu nami hasra, v'hai de katani ba'alma masrin ba'anenu, uman damar b'shofros aval ba'anenu lo. So now, we know on a fast day you certainly would say a tefillas anenu. That already established. So what Rashi is explaining what's going on here is, when we said b'may masrin, we're going to see from later Mishnayos, the Seder Hayom of Tainus, we would apply to many days of tsaros as well. If there's a terrible tsar going on, they do many of the same things they did in a Tainus. So when we said b'may masrin, when it comes to a tsara, does that mean you blow shofros, or does it mean you may say anenu? So everybody agrees you say a shofros on a terrible tsara. The question is, do you also say a nenu regarding these other tsaros? Legabi tainis, we certainly say tsara. We certainly say a nenu, and the 6 brachas, the question is by other tsaros. And that's the machlokas. B'mai masrin is about masrin also referring to a nenu. So the Gemara says, Ma'atani, but doesn't the Brisa teach us the shar kol mine pranios ha-misragshos, all terrible pranios, terrible tragedies that happen to Klal Yisrael? Kagon chichuch, v'chagav, zovav, v'tzira, v'yetushin, v'shiluach, v'chashin, v'akravim. These are different types of plagues. And Rashi explains the different ways they attack. The chagav is referring to arba, which eats all the crop. And tzira is referring to like a hornet that stings. Yetushin referring to a little gnats that enter into people's noses and eyes. Chichuch is referring to a person that like, rubs against a kosa. I think there's something that fell over. There's something collapsed. All these different terrible paras mishragshos and the scorpions and snakes. Lo hayu masrin ella tzaken. So they wouldn't blow shofar, rather they'd scream. Miditzaka bepeh hasra b'shofros. This contrast, this brisa, which is they wouldn't do tzaka, they do hasra. That implies tzaka is bepeh, hasra is b'shofros. Meaning the word masrin does not mean saying anenu. Masrin means to blow a shofar. That's a clear understanding of this brisa here. That hasra must mean shofar, cannot mean anenu. And Gemara says the truth is it's really tanahi. It's really machlokas tanayim. What this lashon means? The tzaka mean hasra or not hasra? What does that mean? The tanya al elu masrin b'shabbos. The following things we know: we don't blow shofar and we don't daven on Shabbos for terrible things. But if things get so bad, you're allowed to daven. You're allowed to blow shofar even on Shabbos. Al ir shekifu goy guys. If a city is surrounded by an army, oh nahar or rivers overflowing. Val Svina Hamutrevis Bayam, or there's a boat that's sinking at sea. Rabbi Yossi Omer Le'ezra Valola Tzaka. So the first opinion says you could the Masrin, we could blow shofar. And the second opinion says you could call out, blow shofar, not because of davening, but for Isaiah, you need to have an alarm. You need to call people, it's a red alert or something. We need help. So you're trying to get people to come help you out. So, b'may, what does it mean, masrin? Ilema b'shofros, if that means they're going to blow shofar on Shabbos. Shofros b'shabbos, mishar, could you blow shofar on Shabbos? Certainly not. Elav Banenu Vikarle Hasra Shramina. So the first opinion here, who says Al Elu Masri, and the Gemara says it can't be referring to shofar. You don't blow shofar on Shabbos. That's usher to do that on Shabbos. Must be allowed to daven on Shabbos. You could say Anenu. And the Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't say Anenu. You just scream out for help. You just say help, help, help. That's what it's referring to on what you could do on Shabbos. But we see from here that the word Hasra in this brisa certainly refers to saying Anenu, even though the previous one referred to saying shofar. So what comes out from here, these two brises, is does the word hasra, does machlokas, does it mean blowing shofar, or does it mean referring to anenu? So that machlokas tanaim is the same exact machlokas that appears in the Amoraim as well. Okay. Gemara now says, actually, interesting question they point out here. What comes out from this Gemara is that when it comes to a tainus, the Gemara says there's an opinion you blow shofar on a tainus. The question is, you remember from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the Gemara said there, the contrast between Rosh Hashanah versus Tainios, was on Rosh Hashanah we blow the shofar, but on Tainios we blow the chatzotzot, we blow the trumpets. So here the Gemara says you blow shofar on a tainus, there the Gemara says you blow the chatzotzot. So there are a number of different answers. I'll just share with you the answer of the, I'll give you two answers. The Ritva says the following. He says when it says shofar in the Gemara here on the tainus, you don't blow a shofar, it actually refers to chatzotzot. You blow the trumpet. That's what the Gemara really means here. It wasn't so precise, and therefore it's consistent with the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah that you blow chatzotzot on a tainus. That's the understanding of the Ritva. The Ravid says, no, the truth is you do both of them. He says, when it comes to blowing the shofar and chatzotzot during the Zayin brachos of the tainus, that's when you blow the chatzotzot. That's like the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah. But at the end of Tila, then you blow the shofar as well on a tainus, so you really do both of them according to the understanding of the Ravid. And there are a few other answers as well. So now the Gemara says, last line here of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Bishnei de Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, during the times of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, have a tsar. There's a certain tsar, a certain tragedy that was paining Klaiso, and he was gozer tlas esrei tainios. And he was gozer 13 fast days on the tzivor, which of course is a lot, but like we have here by the fast days of the rain, there are also 13 fast days. So what happened was, v'lo anna, they weren't answered, that tsar was continuing to happen, and they didn't know what to do. But then he said, Savar Lemigzat Tvai, he wanted to make more tainius in the tzibur. So Amar Le Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Amir says, Hare Amru, Ein Matrichin is a tzibur, Yos Medai. You can't overburden the tzibur. To make more than 13 fasts, that's a lot. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Breder of Achia Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, David Le Garmahu David. He was doing this for his own personal benefit. Look what Rashi says. It's a very scary Rashi. Hard to say this if Rashi didn't say this. Says Rashi three lines down from the top, Le Garma, Le Atma Darsh. He was doing this for his own benefit. So Amar El Fishu Lohaya wrote to the Sadis. He didn't want to fast anymore, so he kind of blamed it on the tzibur, this dinner of the tzibur, but that wasn't really the true halacha. Now, others find this very hard to imagine how he could say that about another great Sadik like Rabbi Ami, and others say that, no, pshat here is that he passed in this way, not because of his own personal benefit, because he couldn't fast, but he passed in that was a halacha. He thought this was a true halacha, and the answer was, we don't pask like him, that's a das yachid. That's a das yachid. But not that he didn't want to fast. We can't say that Rabbi Ami, who was trying to alter the halacha to protect himself, that's very difficult to say. Rashi does say it, but most Hashem say no. It's pshat is he pasking that way for himself. That was not the practice amongst the others. Either way, the Gemara says, Legar Mehudavis, he did this for himself or his das yachid. Ela helchi amar Rabbi Chibar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela shaman. This din, this limitation, the threshold of fasting only applied to rain. About the shar mine pranios, other terrible things that would happen, misanin v'hol chinat shianu minashraim. We would continue to fast until the tzara is over. Tani nami hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Kishamu shalosh ukshamu sheva lo amru ela lagshamim. The three and the seven, the whole series that we've been talking about only applies to lack of rain. About the sharp mine pranis, other types of tragedies, misanin v'holchenat shianu, we would continue to fast until we've been answered from Shemayim. So lei matevi tiyufta de Rabbi Ami. Let's say this is a tiyufta to Rabbi Ami, because Rabbi Ami said that we have a limitation not only by rain, but even by other pranis, only 13. But this brisa clearly states that other types of tzaros, we would continue to fast. So this is a tiyufta against Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami is only an amora, he can't argue on the brisa. So amar lecha Rabbi Ami tanahi, it's a really machlokas tanahim. The Tanya ain goes in Yosem Mishalosh Yisrei Tanya Salat Tzibor Lefish ain Matzrichen Tzibor Yosem Midai Divrei Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Min Hashem Huzeh El Mipnei Shiyatzes Mana Shereviya. So the din is that the Rebbe holds across the board the limit is 13, nothing more than 13. Bein Bikshamim Bein Bein Any Other Shar Tzaros. That was Rebbe Shita. That's a Rebbe Ami Paskin. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. The only reason why we have a limitation by rain because by the time 13 fasts come around, it's already the summer. And there's no point in fasting anymore because the rain in the summer is really pointless, so that's why we stop fasting. But if there's another tzara where we need it to end, we would continue to go on and fast, and that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion, and that's how everybody else passing against Rabbi Ami, against the Rebbe. So Gemara then says, Shalchu lein b'nei Nineveh, the Rebbe. The people of Nineveh sent to Rebbe the following shayla. Kegon anan, de'afilu b'tkuf v'tamaz b'nei mitra heichi navin. So we live in Nineveh, wherever Nineveh is exactly located, they need rain even in the summer. So it could be like someplace like Australia, the other side of the bottom of the other side of the equator, where the seasons are backwards. Whatever it is, they still need rain in the Tammuz. So what are you supposed to do? We don't say V'sein Tamar to the Racha in the summertime. So what are we supposed to do? We need the rain in Tukuf Tammuz. So how should we do? Heichin Avin Ki Yechidim Damin, or we like the Yechidim, and we should say it in Shemei Tefila. Oh, Kerabim Damin. That's when we should add in V'sein Talmud to the Racha. Just like if a Yachid, let's say, for example, he forgot to say V'sein Talmud to the Racha during the Racha, then he should say it and repeat it, and he can make it up in Shema Tefillah. So should we be like Yechidim and make it up in Shema Tefillah? Or are we Kerabim Damyan U Mevarachin in Hashanim? Birchat Hashanim, we should say it then, and then we should say the whole Tefillah should be different here in Australia, in Nineveh, different than wherever else they say it. So Shalach Luhu, they sent back to him, they reported back to him, the Rebbe, Ki Yechidim Demisa, you guys are like Yechidim, and therefore B'Shemei Tfila is where you should be saying the Saint Talamat to the Racham. So then the Gemara asks, Meisivei, Am Rebbe Yehuda, Eimasai B'Zman She'Shanim Kitiknan V'Yisrael Kishruin Al Damasan. When is this all true? When the years are in order and Klai Yisrael is sitting in Eretz Yisrael. Aba B'Zman Hazeh, but nowadays that whole discussion only it's true. The halachas of Saint Talamat to the Racha is only when we're living in Eretz Yisrael, when things are in order. About Bizman is that nowadays, Hakolofi Ashanim, Hakolofi Makomos, Hakolofi Azman, depending where you live, depending on the place, it's all very subjective. So, meaning, if you live in Nineveh, you should say B'Sein Talmud L'Racha even in the summer. So the Gemara says, Amr Lei Masnisa, Ramis Alei the Rebbe. You're asking a Shaila from a Brisa against Rebbe. Rebbe Paskin, like a Yachid. So you bring a Brisa that says you like to do Karabim. But Rebbe is a Tanahu Upalig. Rebbe is a Tanahu Upalig. Rebbe has the, even though he was an Amora, he had the status of being a Tanah, and he could argue. He could argue on a Braisa. So my Havela, what was the bottom line here? So Gemara says, Rev Nachman Amar Bebirchas Hashanim. The Maisa, they should say Bebirchas Hashanim. Rev Sheshes Amar B'Shemeh Tefillah, like Yechidim. Ben Hilchasak B'Shemeh Tefillah, we paskin. Sorry, Rebbe is a Tanah. I said before, Rav Tanah Upalig. Rebbe is a Tanah. And either way, we paskin that you're supposed to say it in Shemeh Tefillah, and that's how we paskin Halach HaMaisa. The Gemara then says, "Misheni matin mechashecha b'chamishi koyam midday kavod Shabbos." So the Mishnah said, when they close up the stores, so on Monday and Thursday, Monday they kind of open up the cracks of the door a little bit. Rashi explained the reason why we do it a little bit is because we don't want people to see a whole big grocery store full of food and they'll be in a lot of tsar by all the food. So we only open up a crack so they can kind of sneak in and buy food whatever is necessary. So on Monday they'd open up just a little bit, and Thursday it'd be open up a little bit at nighttime only, so they got food for the breakfast. And Thursday, it'll be open all day long, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos. So I'm going to ask us the following question. Ibailahu, ha heichi ktan. How do we understand this Mishnah? V'sheni matin imcha sheicha. We open the door, the crack, a little bit of the stores towards dark, Monday night. U'b'chamishi, koyom Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. And Thursday, we also only open up a little bit, also matin on Thursday, but the question is how long we open up. Meaning Monday, it's only open a nighttime, and Thursday, it's open all day long. Oh, maybe the brisa should be understood. Duma b'sheni matin, on Monday, you'd only open up a little bit. You just tilt it open a little bit. B'chamishi poschin koyam kulo. Not only would chamishi be all day long, but also it wouldn't be just matin. The door would be wide open as well. So everybody agrees on Thursday, when the store was open all day. The question, how open was it? Was it matin on Thursday, or was it poschin? Was it completely open? That's the shaila with respect to Thursday. So the Gemara brings a brisa to prove its point. Tashma, the Tani, the brisa teaches that b'sheni matin ad ha'erev u'b'chamishi poschin koyom kulo mebnei kavod Shabbos. It says the word poschin, that seemed like it was wide open all day Thursday, so people could buy food for Shabbos. And hayu lo shnei p'sachim, let's say it had two entrances, posech echad v'nol echad. Only one door should be open and the other door should be closed. Hayu l'itzvah k'neged pischo posech k'darko v'nechoshish. But let's say there's an itzvah, some type of stand in front of it, which Rashi explains here, that people couldn't really see inside so much, so then you could open up entirely, because that's not going to create any tzar. Just look at Rashi to explain around 8, 9 narrow lines up. Rashi says, itztava is a kise. There's some type of chair or bench in front of the storefront. The hashta ein hachanas psucha, the rishis rabim. which meant, I guess, if the store by definition had a little storefront, a little chair, it meant it wasn't mamish in the main street, because if it was the main street, they probably couldn't have a chair in front of the store. So it must have been off to a side alleyway, by definition, if it had its stuff in front of it. And since not many people could see inside, bimhu pasuch ein nira kokach, people couldn't see inside, either the chair was blocking it or not, there wasn't a lot of traffic passing by, and therefore you could open it completely, even on a Monday, if you were not in an exposed area to the public. So then the Gemara says, Avru Eilu V'lo Nanu, Mimatin Mimasav Matin Mibinim Minutia. If, however, all these fast days passed and we were still not answered and the rain hadn't come, so then we would start minimizing business, we'd start minimizing building and planting. So Tanya, the Brisa says, not just any building, not just any plant. You don't have to stop all construction and planting. It's referring to Binyan Shel Simcha. And Natiya means Natiya Shel Simcha. What does that mean? What's a binyan of simcha? What's a netiyah shel simcha? So the Gemara explains, Ezu binyan shel simcha, ze habone beis chasas livno. A person would buy, build a house for his son, that we minimize that somehow. And Ezehi netiyah shel simcha, that's ze hanotea avranki shamlachim. They used to, the kings would plant these trees when they have children born. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains here, Rashi's Avranki, the last narrow line, the last word, Shamlachim Shekach Hayinogin Kishanola Ben Lamelech, when his son was born, Hayinotin Ilan Lishmo, they'd plant a tree, Lezeich, not Lezeich, but just so as the tree grows and the son grows, Yom Shemam Lichin Oso, Osin Lalakisim Yemenu, and that tree that was planted, the day that this prince was born, when that prince is appointed king down the line, they'd take down that tree and fashion a throne out of that tree, and that's what he would sit on. Lishna Achrina, says Rashi, Ilan Gadol Hamesech Alaretz L'Tayil HaMelech Tachlev. No, it's a very large tree that produced a lot of shade, and that would be a tree underneath the king would walk underneath to enjoy it. So either way, the Netiyah Shel Simcha they would stop making during these fast days, and a Binyan Shel Simcha, so I don't know if it means they stopped making chuppas, stopped getting married, but maybe they minimized how great a building it would be, but somehow having to do with the minimize the base chasness of a child. So then the Gemara says an additional chumrah that existed as well on these after these fast days had passed, that they would b'sheila shalom, they'd also minimize greeting each other. And the Gemara explains to Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says, chaverim ein sheila shalom beinem. Chaverim, a chaver is a person who's a Talmud Chacham. So a learned person, they knew the halacha, and they wouldn't greet each other. They weren't mean to each other, but everyone understood it was a very tough time for Klai, so they wouldn't say hello to each other. Ami ha'aretz shesholim me'achzir lehem b'sapa rapa. If an Am Aretz who does not know the halacha says hello to a Talmud Chacham, you shouldn't blow him off completely. You should respond to him in a soft manner. That you should understand that they don't ignore him. You say shalom aleichem back, aleichem shalom, but you do it in a soft way where he understands that these are serious times now. We'll be covered rosh and your head should be down in a very serious manner. Famous atvin v'yoshin kavelim k'menudim. They would wrap themselves and sit down like a avel and like a menuda person who was put in excommunication. K'bnei adam hanuzufin l'makom, as if a Kadosh Baruch Hu was about not interested in you. You're supposed to feel very very lonely and cut off from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ad shirach po lem minashram until Kadosh Baruch Hu finally answers our tefillos and ends the famine. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, ein adam chashiv. Rasha Lipol al Panav Elimkin Nana. A person, Adam Chashiv, Tamil Chacham, a tzaddik, cannot do a tefila of Netfil Tapayim, which is a very serious type of tefila. It's a really type of bakasha, of a begging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless you know for sure, Elimkin Nana Yeshua Ben Nun, unless you know for sure that you'll be answered like Yeshua Ben Nun. Shenemar says by Yeshua Ben Nun, V'yomar Shem El Yeshua, Kum Leich Lamazah Atanof El Panacha. Get up! And the implication here is that you were okay, you were correct in falling down. I answered your tefillah, now get up already and move on. So Yeshua Nun Ben Nun was answered, but a person should not do the same thing unless they know they were answered. Why not? Because Rashi explains here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rashi Lipol Apanov, five lines up, Levados Atmo Bifnei Tzibor. To fall in front of your face in front of the tzibor is an embarrassing thing. It's disgraceful for a person. So you shouldn't do this. B'she'im lo yana yichafu. If you're not answered, they're going to say, oh, they're going to make fun of you. You're not worthy of it. It's going to look bad. And a person, therefore, should not do this. And now that's his pshat. The Marsha says a different reason is because it's Yehura. It's about Gaiva. Who do you think you are? You think you could be like Yeshua Ben Nun and fall on your face and get answered? It's your Baal Gaiva. Unless you know you're a tzaddik like Yeshua Ben Nun, don't even attempt it. So either because they're going to make fun of you or because it's an Indian of Gaiva. So then the Gemara says further, Amr Blazar, Ein Adam Choshev Roshai Lachkor Sak Elmkin Nena Ki Yehoram Ben Achav. A person should not wear sackcloth unless he knows he'll be answered like Yehoram Ben Achav. Shenemar says by him, Vahi Kishma HaMelech As Divrei HaIsha Vahi Kas Begadav Vahu Over HaChoma Vahyar Am Vine Yasak HaBesar HaVagomer. And he was answered a similar thing. A person should not do this even though If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Elam Kein Nena, Sheyodin Shein Shenena, Ki Yehoram, Yehoram Rasha, if he's a Rasha, El Shisana Arav, Sheyabiyamav Vinena, even though that was the case, even though he's a Rasha, he still fasted and he went through incredible amounts of tshuva and davening, and he was answered. The person should not put himself in this position unless you know you'll be answered, like he was answered as well. So Gemara then says further that Amar Belazar lo akol b'kriya lo akol b'nefila. Not everybody's supposed to do a kriya. Not everybody's supposed to do a nefila. There are different ways how to daven to Hashem, how to respond to Hashem, how to ask bakasha from Hashem. Moshe v'Aaron b'nefila, Yeshua kalev b'kriya. So they acted in different ways when it came to the chet meraglim. How so? Moshe v'Aaron b'nefila, they fell to the faces. Shdichse v'ayipol Moshe v'Aaron al pneim. Yeshua kalev on the other hand b'kriya. They tore kriya. Shdichse v'Yeshua ben Nun v'kalev ben Yefuda kar b'gdem. They don't explain why different people have different responses to different things, but they're different avodas depending on the person. I'm sure something very deep that's going on here. So then the Gemara says, "Maskevla Rebbe Zeira v'Isem Rebbe Shmuel ben Achmani Yavaksiv Yeshua Kidik Amras." If it said just Stam Yeshua, you're correct that Moshe and Aaron didn't feel Sapayim and Kav Yeshua did Kriya. B'Hashadichsev V'Yeshua, the extra vav there, Hava Ha'Avid, he actually did both them. He did Kriya. And he did Nefilas Apayim at that moment. So what's going on exactly? I'm not sure, but there's something pretty deep that's going on. Stam in general, Yeshua Ben Nun is very much connected to Indian Nefilah, actually. The Lashon Nefilah, he's called Yeshua Ben Nun, Lashon of Bechinas Nun. Nun refers to Nefilah. He's right before the Parsha of Shlach is the Parsha of Baloscha. It's referring to the backwards Nuns of the Dirim Peranios. Nun always refers to Nefilah. That's why the Gemara says that David skipped the Nun in Ashrei because there's Nefilah. There's Indian of Nefilah, but there's a Smicha as well. So Yeshua is a Bechina of Nun. He's Yeshua Ben Nun. He's always about Nefilah. But Moshe Beinu gave him smicha, right? Little smicha, he gave his somech to him. So the smicha, a nun plus a samech of smicha, actually refers to a nes. So the Mefar, the Zohar writes that nes is really lashon, a nefila, and a smicha. After there's a nefila, there's a smicha. So there's a very strong connection between Yeshua of nefila and a smicha and a nes. It happens to be that the city where he fought against Amalek was a place called Nisi, nun samech yudah, lashon Nisi, which refers to this Indian of nefila and smicha. Okay, we'll quickly recap what we did today. The Gemara was talking about the additional proofs about whether or not the 24 brachas were said by the middle fast days, only by the last fast days. And we're discussing when to say Aneinu. The Gemara Paskin Halach Lamais, we say Aneinu during Shemer Trila and not Ben Gol Rofe, at least Lagabi the Yachin. Then the Gemara said about that the middle fast days, that the pregnant ladies and the nursing ladies would only fast during the middle fast days, but not during the first fast days, nor during the last fast days, and we're able to reconcile the three-way machlokas in the brises. And then we define what it meant by masrin. Masrin, everyone agreed, refers to shofros, like by Yericho. The question whether you also say anenu by the other tsaros or not, and we brought different proofs from the brises that hasra can actually mean the word, according to some, it can mean anenu, it could be davening. Others mean it does not mean davening, it refers to just shofros. And then when I spoke about the years of the famine or terrible tsar during Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, whether or not you could make more fast days than 13. By rain, 13 is a limit. Does that limit apply elsewhere or not? And we said it's really machlokas tanaim, whether 13 is the threshold by other taros, or that's only by rain, because at that point it's too late to down for rain, to the summer. But other taros, we should continue to fast even afterwards. Machlokas tanaim, machlokas maram as well. And then the people living in Ninveh or anywhere else who needs rain in the summer, they should daven Saint Tamat Racha in Shemeh Tefillah, like Yechidim in Paskin, and then... And then we said, in terms of the question of the Thursday, when they open up the shop in the fast days, they open up not simply matin, but it'd be open poskin all day long, l'chavad Shabbos. And then we define binyan shosimcha and the tia shosimcha and the shela sham, how a person should not respond to each other. And then finally, this last agarata, that a person should not do nefias apayim unless they know they'll be answered like Yeshua. And a person should also not wear lach grasak unless they know they'll be answered like Yehoram. And then the Yeshua and Kalev versus Aaron and Moshe, the gabe kriya and the gabe nefias apayim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.